Good morning, dear Orwellians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 6th of July, and here in Orwell, hazy sunshine on 29 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts mostly cloudy and overcast over the night, with chance on precipitation of 25% and chance on a thunderstorm of 24%. Temperatures ranging from low of 28 to high of 37, with heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 92%, and on Saturday or Sunday early morning, it will be full moon in Capricorn. This full moon in Capricorn in July, from astrological aspects, is as intense as it gets. Moon and Pluto opposite Sun and Mars create such intensely hot energy that it will be difficult to control. But there is, however, a real chance of compromise and peace between lovers and between nations. The Working Committee informs us on new governing board members. And they are saying that they have been informed that the following persons have been nominated as members of the governing board of the Orwell Foundation: Dr. Premanada Kumar, Professor Sachinanand Mohanty, Dr. Anirban Ganguly, and Dr. Nirima Oza. The term of office is 4 years. And the Water Group informs us that in an effort to conserve our dwindling water resources in the city center, the Water Group, with the support of Working Committee, Orwell Council and Interim TDDC, has asked Orwell Water Service to stop filling tankers from the city center. Water should be sourced from more abundant areas in Orwell. And however, drinking water absolutely takes priority. In addition, it may be the next step in water conservation to ask all construction sites to supply their water via tankers, again filled outside of the city center. Satadal Chattopadhyay, a long-term member of the ashram and one of the first teachers in aspirations in the 70s, passed away early morning on 5th of July in ashram nursing home, where he had been in care since December 2015. His remains were cremated yesterday. He will remember with affection by those who were his students in Orwell from 70s to 76. And we already have some first events for the new season. We are invited to attend a grand opening of the Mother Kindergarten, a real kindergarten in a garden, at New Colors at Anchavadi on Monday, 10th of July at 5 p.m. And Rainbow Swan Gymnastics Studio invites interested children, girls aged from 5.5 to 7 and boys from 6 to 12, to attend the audition for the 2017-18 school year. The program is based on developing strength, flexibility, attention and coordination. The audition will be held on Saturday, 15th of July, in New Creation Gymnasium. From Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, Kala Kendra shares with us that in collaboration with Dust Studio, Orwell and LEAF, Landscape and Environment Advanced Foundation, present Tracing Narratives. Those are Tracing Landscape Narratives in India, a traveling exhibition from 7th to 23rd of July, between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. And for the beginning of the season, The World Cafe is hosting Saturday Night Fever this Saturday, 8th of July, with a special dinner starting at 8 p.m. with 9 p.m. live fusion music, and from 9 p.m. DJ night, disco of 70s and 80s, so you need to put your dancing shoes and come. Starting with 9th of July, the Kali Fitness Truck is open every day from 4:30 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. You should remember to come 30 minutes before the closing time. And note also that in case of rain, the fitness truck will be closed until the path is dry. And to be aware when the fitness truck reopens after the rain, visit our net group, the Kali Fitness Truck. From Resident Service, it's an announcement, and actually it's a general request from the Resident Service Office to every member of Orwell who are provided an entry visa. Don't forget to bring to their office after error procedure for a residential permit or the actual stay visa. They have to be able to update your records with the new date and to be able to inform you for your next upcoming expiration of visa or passport. There are several Arabians who don't react to residence service email or phone request for the same purpose, even though it's in their own best interest. And Pro Skills Cooking Program Season 2, Oroville 1 year introduction to cooking for the youths of Oroville between 15 to 25. And they are saying that Pro Skills Cooking Program Season 2 is starting this month. The season will have two classes, intermediary level for the students of last year and those that would join this year with already basic knowledge of cooking, on Tuesdays and Wednesday between 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. in PTDC kitchen. Beginners level for the new students who start cooking on Thursdays and Fridays between 2:30 to 4:30, also in PTDC kitchen. And the aim of this program is to introduce you to a wide range of cooking cultures, Indian, Asian, European, Middle East, diets, veg, non-veg, vegan, raw, and nutrition principles so that you can create your own cooking style. And at the same time, to teach you the basic techniques of cutting and cooking, the hygiene and security rules to be followed in the kitchen so that you are able to work in any middle-range restaurant or collective kitchen as a helper. Introduction presentation will be on Thursday, 13th of July, at PTDC Kitchen at 2:30 p.m. And if you would like to join, you need to contact Lawrence on 8098951562 or show up directly on Thursday. Our consulting informs us that they team up with PricewaterhouseCoopers in making the smart city application for an IRI poll from Chhattisgarh State. The team has worked towards integrating ecologically and socially relevant components of town development in the vision and strategic blueprint of Naya Raipur. Some of the challenges that they were addressed include the integration of villages in the central business district, addressing the needs and aspirations of future citizens, and measuring the impact of development through relevant progress indicators. In the list announced by the Ministry of Urban Development in June 2017, Naya Raipur has come in second. A total of 45 cities contested for 40 available slots, but only 30 cities were selected based on feasibility and viability of the proposal submitted. And here's an interesting announcement on MANA, saying the MANA team, Julie, Claire and Avery, would like to inform us that they have started a unit of fashion design called MANA. They draw their inspiration from arts and crafts of the whole world. They use different techniques of weaving and hand embroidery for their design. Each piece is unique and handmade. They open their studio to the public every Wednesday and Saturday mornings between 9:30 to 12 with an improvised showroom corner where you can try and find your unique pieces. And they are located in Sokavati community in Clare and Avery House. And from Oroville Film Festival comes an announcement that this year Oroville Film Festival is going to take place in December. And it's going to be bigger and better than ever. So they need to spruce up their website and looking for some new artwork and logo. And they're asking you for your creative design, which should be sent on Oroville Film Festival at oroville.org. From Nandini comes an announcement, they are back on regular timing. Asamatri Mandir reopened their door for the full functioning as it was before, for the visitors and of course for Orovillians and newcomers and volunteers. Our Green Practices is organizing a 3-day workshop titled Exploring Oroville Architecture, composed of site visits and interactions with architects and buildings professionals from Oroville. During the program, participants will train the diversity of architectural expression in terms of form, context and purpose in the wider settings of international township. Expected participants are professional and aspiring building professionals and homeowners who would like to gain inspiration and new ideas for their own practices. Participants will enjoy an explanatory tour to different places to witness Oroville's unique architectural styles. Confessional fee to cover food and expenses for Orovillians working in this field are being offered. and full program attendance is required. If you're interested to attend, you need to send a mail to info@agpworkshop.com. And from SACAR, Cherubino Center for Advanced Research, comes invitation for a Living Within study camp, number 28, in August 13 and 14, with personality development, a consciousness perspective speaker, Dr. Sumita Basu and others. Both days between 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. For registration, you need to contact sacrastudycamps@gmail.com. And here's the next water tips, which is clearly stating fix those leaks. Leaky faucet that trip at the rate of one drop per second can waste up to 10,000 liters of water each year. Be sure that there are no leaky taps in your house or your community. If you are out and see a leaky tap, take the effort to inform its owner. Children can be tremendous help in this work. Teach children to turn off faucets tightly after every use. Encourage children to be leak detectives and have them help checking all hoses, faucets and connections regularly. At Eco Film Club in Sedona Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Forest Bears, made in 2014 and directed by Alistair Futtergill and Keith Shirley. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight within Nature series, we can see Planet Earth 2, Desert, made in UK in 2016 and directed by Ed Charles. And it's a BBC production with David Attenberg. On Saturday, International Biography Drama, The Founder, made in USA in 2016 and directed by John Lee Hancock. On Sunday, 4:30 p.m. children's film animation Sheep and Wolves, made in Russia in 2016 and directed by Maxim Volko. Later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, Woody Allen Film Festival is still going on, and this Sunday we will see Stardust Memories, comedy drama, made in USA in 1980. The Mother wrote, "Beyond words, above thoughts, the flame of an intense aspiration must be always burn, steady and bright. My love and blessings are with you." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orgradio.org.